here I am in my tubby again, and my tubby's all filled with water and nice fluffy suds. And I've got my soap and washcloth to wash myself, and I've got my nifty scrub brush to help me scrub my back, and I've got a big fluffy towel to dry myself when I'm done. But there's one other thing that makes tubby time the very best time of the whole day. And do you know what that is? It's a very special friend of mine, my very favorite little pal.
Top of the morning, folks, and Erin Gobrag. My name is Colin, and this is Soapy Serenades. And welcome to a very special edition of Soapy Serenades, because today we have a collection of Irish songs to start the show in celebration of St. Patrick's Day. Fun fact, St. Patrick's Day is celebrated because of, it's supposedly the day that St. Patrick drove the snakes out of Ireland. But the reason why it's celebrated in Boston so hard is because it's also synonymous with Evacuation Day, which is the day that the U.S. troops drove the British forces out of Castle Island, which is right near South Boston, actually, is in South Boston. And that's why South Boston has such a large Irish community, and that is why they call it Evacuation Day, because it was the day that the British evacuated the United States. And that is also why public schools in Boston, specifically in South Boston, have the day off, because Irish kids simply didn't go to school during those days in the, you know, 60s, 70s, 80s, when South Boston was mostly Irish. Anyways, Irish songs today. Yes. Last song that you heard was Last Night's Fun by Dervish. I've never heard of this band. They just sounded like really cool Irish folk stuff, and I wanted to kick off the show on a good note. So yeah, I'm Colin. I host Soapy Serenades every Thursday at 1 hope that you're enjoying that one song so far, I guess. Just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all the alcohol consumed in the United States, while 30% of American adults don't drink at all, and another 30% average less than one drink per week. The top 10% of American adults, 24 million of us, consume an average of 74 drinks per week, more than 10 drinks a day. Some numbers to think about. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio, which I think actually goes hand in hand with the theme of St. Patrick's Day, which, if you don't know and you live under a rock, is synonymous with drinking. So, I don't know, get your Jim Beam in hand or, you know, some other form of Irish whiskey. And let's get back into some tunes, why don't we? Let's stop with the Irish talk. Let's get back to some Irish music. This right here are the Dropkick Murphys.
Thank you. o'er the far famed Kerry Mountains. I met with Captain Farrell and his money he was counting. I first produced me pistol and I then produced me rapier, saying, "Stand and deliver, for you are a bold deceiver, mushering the Uganda." Money, and it made a pretty penny. I put it in me pocket and I took it home to Jenny. She sighed and she swore that she never would deceive me, but the devil take the women, for they never can be easy. Mushering the doodle-da, wipe all the daddy-o, wipe all the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. I went unto my chamber all for to take a slumber. I dreamt of golden jewels, and for sure it was no wonder. But Jenny drew me charge, and then she filled them up with water, then sent for Captain Farrell to be ready for the slaughter. Mushering the doodle-da, Whitefall the daddy-o, Whitefall the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. 'Twas early in the morning, just before I rose to travel, up comes a band of footmen, and likewise Captain Farrell. I first produced me pistol, for she'd stolen away me rapier, but I couldn't shoot the water, so a prisoner I was taken. Mushering the doodle-da, Whitefall the daddy-o, Whitefall the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. Now there's some take the light in the carriages a-rollin', and others take the light in the Harley and the bowling, but I take the light in the juice of the barley, and courting pretty fair maids in the morning bright and early. Mushering the doodle-da, Whitefall the daddy-o, Whitefall the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. If anyone can aid me, 'tis me brother in the army. If I can find a station in Cork or in Killarney, and if he'll go with me, we'll go roaming in Kilkenny, and I'm sure he'll treat me better than me own me sporting Jenny. Mushering the doodle-da, Whitefall the daddy-o, Whitefall the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. Mushering the doodle-da, Whitefall the daddy-o, Whitefall the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar.
I met my love by the gasworks wall. Dreamed a dream by the old canal. I kissed my girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town. Clouds are drifting across the moon. Cats are prowling on their beat. Springs a girl from the streets at night. Dirty old town, dirty old town. Thank you. night on fire. I smell the spring on the smoky wind. Dirty old town, dirty old town. I'm gonna make me a picture box, shining steel, tempered in the fire. I'll chop you down like an old Dutch tree. Dirty old town, dirty old town. I met my love by the gasworks wall. Dreamed a dream by the old canal. I kissed my girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town, dirty old town, dirty old town.
And thus concludes our Irish portion of the show. That last song that you heard was Dirty Old Town by the Pogues, with lead singer Shane McGowan, who just recently passed. Rest in peace. Before that was Whiskey in the Jar by the Dubliners, who my dad and I were just talking about, were covered by Metallica. If you haven't heard that one, that's also a fun one, just without the accent. And then before that was Sunday by the Cranberries, classic little Irish artist that I've included on previous St. Paddy's Day shows, which is only one before this, so, you know, take that with a grain of salt. But, folks, I gotta ask you, for any of you math whizzes out there, what is the circumference divided by the diameter? And what's today's date? Well, if any of you are absolute geniuses, you'd know that that's pi. And it's Pi Day. Today is March 14th, 3.14. Yeah, I remember back in 2015, my math teacher made a big whoop out of it because it was ultimate Pi Day. It was 3.1415, which is, you know, March 14th, 2015. And then we had a game where it was, you win a prize if you can name, you know, as many digits of pi as you can. And, you know, I won or whatever, but, you know, not to brag or anything. Won a mini pi. But that being said, I got a whole bunch of pi-themed songs for you coming up. So let's kick it off the only way possible, which is with a little bit of Warrant. You'll know this one.
Ten daughter no more.
Here's my cherry pie. Cold drink of water, such a sweet surprise. Tastes so good, make a grown man cry. Sweet cherry pie.
Oh yeah.
She's my cherry pie. Smile on your face, 10 miles wide. Look so good, bring a tear to your eye. Sweet cherry pie. Sweet cherry pie. Swing it.
She was a working girl, north of England way.
Now she's hit the big time
in the USA, and if she could only hear me, this is what I'd say. Honey pie, you are making me crazy. I'm in love but I'm lazy, so won't you please come home. Oh honey pie, my position is tragic. Come and show me the magic of your Hollywood song. You became a legend of the silver screen, and now the thought of meeting you makes me weak in the knee. Oh, honey pie, you are driving me frantic. Sail across the Atlantic to be where you belong. Honey pie, come back to me.
Yeah. I like the light. Ooh. I like this kind of hot kind of music. Hot kind of music. Play it to me. Play it to me, Hollywood blues. Will the wind that blew her boat across the sea kindly send her sailing back to me? Ting, now honey pie, you are making me crazy. I'm in love but I'm lazy, so won't you please come home. Come back to me, honey pie.
Sugar pie, honey bunch.
like old Saxophone Joe when he's got the hog's head up on his toes. Oh, me, oh, my, love that country pie. Listen to the fiddler play when he's playing till the break of day. Oh, me, oh, my, love that country pie. Raspberry, strawberry, lemon, and lime, what do I care? Blueberry, apple, cherry, pumpkin, and plum, call me for dinner, honey, I'll be there. Saddle me up my big white boots, tie me on her and turn her loose. Oh, me, oh, my, love that country pie. That ain't no lie, ain't running any race. Give to me my country pie, I won't throw it up in anybody's face. Shake me up that old Pete Street, the little Jack Horner got nothing on me. Oh, me, oh, my, love that country pie.
Wow, that was kind of an abrupt ending. As much as I hate that era of Bob Dylan, that song is so much fun. That song right there was Country Pie by Bob Dylan off of his album Nashville Skyline, where he adopted that Kermit-y kind of voice, which still disorients me, but it's pretty cool at least. Before that was I Can't Help Myself, Sugar Pie Honey Bunch by the Four Tops. And then before that was Honey Pie by the Beatles off of the White Album, which is not my favorite Beatles album because just how polarizing it is between some of the tracks. You have some of the greatest songs of all time, like Happiness is a Warm Gun, and I Will. But then you get the songs like, I don't know, Revolution 9, and, you know, why am I blanking on some of those songs there? The Wild Honey Pie, for example. And they're just, oh my god, you can't listen to them. But anyways, that concludes our, I guess, themed sections of the show. And we're going back to, you know, some Colin staples, some songs that have just been in my rotation recently, some songs that I've been listening to a lot. And, yeah, I hope that you enjoy some of these. So no theme, sorry to disappoint folks, but we're going to start things off right with a band called Shelly and their song called Steam, which has blown up on TikTok recently and has blown up also for the lore, because Claro, the esteemed indie artist, is in this band along with a couple other people. And the reason why the band broke up is because two of the members who were dating found out they were cousins. Incest, Steam by Shelly, folks.
Baby, hope you know it, baby. I'm a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the whine, and the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line.
All right, folks, that there was Glenn Campbell, the Rhinestone Cowboy, with his song Wichita Lineman, which is actually one of Paul Rudd's favorite songs. There was an interview that he did on a radio station recently where it wasn't an interview. It was part interview, part just like, you know, talking, you know, jam session, whatever. And there was a band that performed Wichita Lineman, and you should have seen the look on his face. He was like, oh, this is my favorite song. And he was like singing along to it in the background and stuff. It was really funny. So that was Glenn Campbell. Yes, before that was Didn't I Blow Your Mind by the Delphonics, and then before that was I Can't Find You by Jay Massis, I believe is how you pronounce the last name. He's the lead singer of Dinosaur Jr., who is going on tour with Weezer soon, in the coming summer, I think that it is. So get your tickets if you haven't already got them. It should be a fun show. I know that I might, you know, go to it because Weezer, they're doing all of the Blue album. It's really cool. I think that they're commemorating an anniversary or something like that. So anyways, I got a few more songs for you. I'll talk to you one more time before I go. But, you know, we'll get there when we get there, as the French say. This right here is Untitled by Interpol. Thank you. You know, it pains me to do this as your master of sudsimonies, but unfortunately I have to end the show soon. It's nearing that time, which is 2 o'clock, and that means that I'm going to be hopping off the air. And that also means that I'm going to be going on spring break. But worry not, folks, I'm still going to be very much local. I'm still going to be right here next Thursday at 1 p.m., and if the opportunity presents itself, then I will be picking up sub slots throughout the week. So, be sure to, I guess listen in for that. I don't know, whatever. You'll find me on the archives somehow. But that being said, last song that you heard was Sex Tape by Deftones. And before that was Untitled by Interpol. So, on that note, I got one more song for you. It has been an Irish and pie-filled day, and I appreciate you all tuning in. This has been Soapy Serenades. This has been 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I've been Colin. Scrub behind your ears. This is Elliot Smith.
Always coming around here, trailing some new kill. Says I seen your picture on a $100 bill. What's a game of chance to you? Him is one of real skill. So glad to meet you. Picking up the ticket shows there's money to be made. Go on, lose the gamble, that's the history of the trade. Did you add up all the cards left to play? To zero and sign up. Don't start me trying now. Cause I'm all over it, Angela. I can make you satisfied in everything you do. All your secret wishes could right now be coming true. Be forever with my poison arms around you. No one's gonna fool around with us. No one's gonna fool around with us. So glad to meet you, Angela.
Who is in on this man?